And the rest of us, we're going to continue looking at wisdom from the book of Proverbs. And this morning I have one thing to speak about. It's uncomfortable, it's not easy to talk about. Because we're looking at the idea of using words wisely. And sometimes when words are used, part of the wisdom is receiving correction. And I want to speak about that this morning. The idea of receiving a rebuke, receiving correction, it's never easy. It's not easy for us to receive correction. If it's easy for you, tell me your secret. But it's never been easy for me to receive criticism or correction. We tend to close ourselves off. We go defensive and we attack back again. If someone says, I'm doing something wrong, then I want to attack them by accusing them of doing something wrong. Or sometimes someone rebuked you for something and you walk away with a big argument going on in your mind. And you know what you're arguing? You're arguing that you're right and they're wrong. You're trying to justify your position. The truth is precious. But you know what the truth does is it often offends. We like to say the truth will set you free. And it will. But between when you receive or hear the truth and between then and when you get set free, there's a place of offense. Even the gospel carries an offense because it rebukes you in trying to correct you. It says that you are wrong with God. And it says that your way of trying to get right with God isn't going to work. The gospel says to you, your righteous deeds are like filthy rags in God's sight. It says when you put on your best clothes, God didn't take notice. It says when you work to make yourself more righteous, that those are dead works. And that only Jesus' righteousness is good enough. That's offensive. It's a rebuke to the flesh for trying to impress God. And so the gospel comes as the ultimate truth that says you will never be good enough to impress God. You can never save yourself. And your pride says, no, but I'm a good person. I must get some credit. And the gospel says, no, Jesus gets all the credit. And your pride has to be laid low.
Arni friariano de tukunu afilano ipetaka farany ambany.
And very often while we're still trying to save ourselves through religious works.
Tendraindraitsika rehefa miezaka hoe anavotra ny tenantsika amin'ny fombafomba ara-pivavahana.
The gospel is offensive.
De manafitoena ny filazantsara.
But when we finally receive it.
Fa rehefa tena hoe voaray antsika tokoa ilay izy.
And we surrender ourselves to Jesus.
De tena hoe milavolevona ao anatrehan'i Jesosy tsika.
And we admit that we need a savior.
De tena miaiko hoe tena mila mpamonjy tsika.
That we'll never be good enough.
Hoe tsy ho tsara mihitsy tsika hoe amin'tenantsika fotsiny.
That we need his righteousness to cover our sins.
Hoe mila ny fahamarinana tsika andrakotra ny fahotantsika.
His blood to wash away what we've done.
Sy ny rany anasa ny zavatra rehetra izay efa vitantsika.
Oh, what a great freedom we enter into.
Tena hoe fahafahana lehibe izany idiratsika izany.
You become so free when you've been set free from trying to please God that way.
Tena lasa hoe afaka tokoa ianao a rehefa hoe miala amin'izany hoe manao zavatra mba handresenao lahatra an'Andriamanitra mba hamonjenanao.
You don't even have to wear a uniform.
Tsy mila manao akanjo manokana akory aza ianao.
You could even come in jeans to church.
Afaka manao jeans ne ianao mankaty am-piangonana e.
Honor God.
Omevonahitra Andriamanitra.
But don't try to earn righteousness.
Fa aza miezaka hoe anao zavatra mba hividianako ny fahamarinana.
The point I'm making here is that the truth does want to set you free, but it also involves an offense.
Ny teboka tiako tenenina dia hoe ny fahamarinana tokoa dia anafaka anao, kanefa ho anelanelana eo misy zavatra manafitoinao.
Last week we looked at Proverbs chapter 25.
Tamin'ny herinandro tsika nijery ny Hoabolana toko fahadimy amby roapolo.
And verse 11 and 12. We're still looking at those verses. Read them again.
Ny teny atao amin'ny antony dia paoma volamena ao anaty vilia volafotsy tsara soratra, kavy volamena sy firavaka volamena tsara, ny mpananatra endry raha amin'ny sofina miaino.
An ornament of fine gold is a wise man's rebuke to a listening ear. The second verse.
Kavumbulamena si firavaka volamena tsara ni pananatra endry raha misofina miaino.
A rebuke is something precious.
Le hoe fananarana dia zavatra sarobidy.
A rebuke is something important.
Ny fananarana dia anisan'ny zavatra lehibe.
You know, when I was a kid, a child, I got into trouble. My dad would give me a hiding if I was naughty. He used his belt.
It
was a thick leather belt. I was very scared of it. And then when I left home, as an 18-year-old, I thought, I'm free now. I went to live by myself at a university where I was studying. And I joined a church. And it was a really good church. With a very strong eldership team. And they started to treat me like a son. And just when I thought I had escaped, God said, your character is not yet mature. And you need more fathering, more parenting, more growing up. I joined a small group in the church, a home group. We'd go every Tuesday night, I think, to pray and study the Bible and fellowship. And after about 2 months, the home group leader came and rebuked me.
Said,
you have too much to say, you need to shut up.
You know, mila mangina ianao.
Other people also need to talk. It's not just your opinion. We want to hear their opinion. And the rebukes didn't stop. Do you know, so many of us, when we enter adult life,
Bitanara betsaka amintsika rehefa manomboka miditra amin'ilay hoe melebe iny a fiainan'olondehibe a.
We are actually still under fathered or underparented.
Isika ne mbola ao ambanin'ilay ohatrany hoe misy ray aman-dreny a mikarakarantsika foana ihany, ohatrany hoe misy ray mikarakara.
There's still work to be done on our characters.
Mbola misy asa tokony vitaina foana ao anatin'ny toetsaintsika ao.
Lots more work needs to be done.
Mbola misy asa be da be foana tokony vitaina.
But some of us leave the authority of our parents and we never come back under any authority.
Fa isika miala vao anatin'le fahefana ray aman-drentsika de tsy miditra any anatina fahefana hafa intsony.
Your childhood ends.
Ny farana le hoe makizy ianao.
But does that mean your character should just stop growing?
Fa midika kosa ve nefa izany hoe tokony hitsahatra ihany koa ny fitombon'ny toetsainao?
For some people it does.
Ho an'ny olona sasany izany dia izay tokoa.
Because they never learn to seek out further correction.
Satria izy ireo dia tsy mianatra mba hoe hikatsaka lavidavitra kokoa hoe fanitsiana lavidavitra kokoa.
That's not what God intends for us.
Ary tsy izany anefa no eritreritr'Andriamanitra ho antsika.
Look at Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 17.
Ni vi maranta ni vi tuizan nyula maranta ntaren sakaizani.
As iron sharpens iron, one man sharpens another.
Taka nwe vi mandranta ni vi afa de tuizan ku nyula mandranta ntaren sakaizani.
God wants people to rub up against one another like two blades.
Din andriamanitra ny olona ohatrany hoe ifampikasoka tahaka an'le vy anakiroa iny.
He says it can be good for you.
Ozy izy hoe mety ho tsara ho anao izany.
When someone calls you out and says what you're doing is wrong.
Rehefa misy miantso anao dia miteny anao hoe le zavatra nataonao iny diso.
It's like a metal blow hitting another metal, just sparks flash.
De ohatra an'le vy anankiray a mikasoka am'le vy anankiray de misy an'le tselatrafo kely ireny miparitaka.
It gets heated, it gets hot.
De me mamay le izy.
Bits come off.
De misy pitipitika miala.
When you sharpen a blade.
Re ohatra anao ka mandranitra vy anankiray a.
It's quite an intense thing.
De zavatra tena entitra be izany.
And when a man comes to you and says you are out of line.
Raha misy olona manantona anao dia miteny hoe mivony izany zavatra ataonao
izany.
Zavatra ohatrany hoe zavatra lehibe lienjana be izany.
Tempers can get heated.
Afaka me mafana le toeponao.
Faces start to look angry.
Manomboka me tezitra ny fijerin'ny tare.
Sparks may fly.
De mety misy an'le pitipitika hafakely ireny miparitaka manidina.
But if it works out well.
Fa raha mety tsara le izy.
Both of those men will have grown.
Reo olona anankiroa ireo a miara-mitombo.
And this is what I want you to understand.
Ary izay ny zavatra tiako mba ho azonareo.
Your character is not fully formed yet.
Ny toetsainao a tsy mbola tonga amin'ny fetra farany hoe io ny tena izy.
And God creates things to reveal that to us.
Ary Andriamanitra dia namokatra zavatra mba hanehoana an'izany amintsika.
Marriage.
Ny fanambadiana.
That's one way of revealing character.
Izay dia anisan'ny toerana anankiray ihany koa hanehoana ny toetsaina.
You discover you're far from perfect.
Tena tsikaritra hoe aika ianao ity tena mbola tsy tanteraka mbola lavitra an'ilay atao hoe fahatanterahana.
And if marriage is hard, then parenting is even harder.
Ka raha hoe ilay fanambadiana sarotra, ilay fitaizana mbola vao me sarotra kokoa.
You get tired.
Mereraka ianao.
You get taken to the limit and then beyond.
Iny ianao fa noentina teo amin'ilay fetra farany sy akoatra an'izay.
You get broken.
Potika ianao.
You say, I can't take it anymore.
Ozy izy ianao tsy vitako intsony ity.
The worst of you comes out.
De iny fa mipotra ilay tena rafin'ny ratsy avao aminao.
Like in a furnace.
Ohatra n'ireny ao anatin'ireny hoe farim le hoe
where you melt gold.
Afo be le fanempoana volamena ireny.
All the junk comes to the top.
Ireny le fakofako rehetra fa miakatra ty ambony.
The gold can be separated from the junk.
De iny le volamena fa niavaka tamin'le fakofako izay tsy izy.
But it usually takes another person.
Kanefa izany mazana dia mila hoe olona anankiray hafa.
You can see that there's junk. Well, sometimes you can't. Sometimes you have a blind spot and you just don't see it. But it often takes another person to make you take action. Someone who's going to bring the spotlight on that impurity in your life. By the way, that's not supposed to be the wife. She doesn't get to be the nagging. Because look. Look just two verses earlier in that Proverbs.
27
verse
15. Tahaka ny fijononiky ny ranonorana be ny vehivavy tiady.
And verse 16.
Teny andinin'ny fahaenina ambin'ny folo. Izay misakana azy dia toy ny misakana ny rivotra sady toy ny mamina diloilo ny tanany ankavanana.
And then it says, iron sharpens iron.
Dia avy eo ilay izy miteny amin'izay hoe ny vy maharanitra ny vy.
One man sharpens another.
Hoe misy olona anankiray mandranitra ny olona anankiray.
In other words, ladies, when you see all the problems in your man's life, in your husband's life, don't be quarrelsome. Because you'll just become like a dripping on a rainy day. You know how that is. Drip. It's very irritating. You'll just make your husband irritated and angry. You're pointing out his weaknesses, you're nagging him about them. But no, it says don't be like that. As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another.
And
you know who does it best? A friend. A man needs a male friend. Who is looking at his character and willing to say, hey, that thing you're doing is not right. I don't think a husband is supposed to receive a rebuke from his wife.
I don't think
children are supposed to rebuke their parents either. Doesn't mean that parents can't learn something from their children. Doesn't mean a husband doesn't learn from his wife. But it's an authority issue. The employee doesn't rebuke the employer. Even if he wants to. Even if the employer is wrong. The point is, God actually has a framework in which rebuking and correcting is supposed to happen in order to keep peace.
And
so we should be receiving rebukes. But in the right way, from the right places. And my wife has benefited immensely from other men. Who have been willing to correct me. Once a pastor came to me and he said to me, you need to learn to lead your wife better. I'm like, what do you mean? What are you saying? Be careful.
tandem tsara.
But he said, when you're under financial stress, do you put that stress on your wife or do you shield her from it?
Oh,
it's a blow, it hurts. Because it's true. I realized I've been stressing about money and I've been bringing her into that stress.
And
as a husband, I'm supposed to be a protector. But I'm putting my burden on her. Listen to this one. Proverbs 15 verse 31. You can turn to Proverbs 15 verse 31.
Uabula na tukfa di miambefulo denendinia fara kampitel pulo. Nisuf na izay miaino anatra mavel te miaram tuetra amniendi.
A life-giving rebuke.
We. Anatra izay omena izay mahavelona.
Rebuke gives life.
Ni anatra dia mitondra fiainana.
My pastor was giving me a rebuke because he wanted to make my marriage better.
Ni tondra fananarana ho ale pasterana iny a satria tiny a andeha tsara kokoa ny fanambadiako.
He was teaching me a principle of the word of God.
Na mpianatra nahako izy a ny hoe ohatr'izao fisehoan'ny tenin'Andriamanitra.
By explaining to me something of the role of a husband.
Tamin'ny alalan'ny fanazavany tamiko hoe ohatran'izao anie no andraikitry ny atao hoe vady a lehilahy io.
While telling me I was failing. I could have said, how dare you speak about my marriage? It's private. You have no right to go there. But you know what? His rebuke was in love. It was because of love. And this is the kind of rebuke and correction I'm speaking about today. Where we are supposed to help one another. But we have to be willing to receive that help. The Bible says this kind of correction is important for our character. It's life-giving. Look at Proverbs chapter 27. Verse 5 and 6.
Aleo anatra imaso to izay fitia fen. Azo itokina azo ny teny ataon'ny sakaiza fa tena fitaka ny fanoroan'ny fahavalo.
Better is open rebuke than hidden love.
Aleo anatra imaso toy izay fitia fenina.
And wounds from a friend can be trusted.
Ary azo itokina azo ny fery ataon'ny sakaiza.
That means there's a time that someone should say something to you. That you don't like hearing. You don't want to hear it. It hurts to hear it. You can easily be offended by hearing it. But they love you enough to tell you. Because they want you to grow up into the fullness that God has for you. These are some of the ways I've been rebuked. All after I left home. As an adult. When I could say, don't mess with me, I'm grown up. In my first job, I was a school teacher. And the head of the department was a woman. And she rebuked me for bad planning, bad curriculum planning. It taught me that I have to be part of a team and I have to get my planning done on time. In the church, I went on a ministry trip. I lost my cool, I lost my temper with someone because we were very tired. I was rebuked for losing my temper. All I did was get visibly angry. I never even shouted or punched or anything. But self-control is important. Twice I was rebuked for bringing a negative point of view. Remember, the 10 spies stopped Israel from entering the promised land. I had to be taught to be a Joshua or a Caleb. And not one of the negative spies, the bad reports. Because it's easy to point out the problem and criticize. It takes much more to be a man of faith. So I was rebuked for bringing a negative report. Even if there was truth to my report, the problem is there was no faith. There was no hope. There was no life in my words. Once I was rebuked for having an argument in a small group.
Me
and another guy were just talking about some theology or something, and we were just discussing it very strongly. That guy had no problem with it. I had no problem with it. But some silly, fragile lady thought we were fighting. And the home group leader told me I was out of line. And he rebuked the other guy because though we were happy, that lady was unhappy. See, we were being insensitive. We didn't see the bigger picture. Sometimes you think your issue is the only issue. And you need to realize there's a whole lot more people in the room. You need to be rebuked for your selfishness. I've been rebuked for not returning borrowed equipment on time. I've been rebuked for not submitting a report on time. I've been rebuked for sharing confidential information. So now I've learned to keep a secret. I never gossip at all. Someone tells me something about someone in the church. I don't even share it with my wife. And then I'm so scared of betraying a confidence that I actually forget I even heard it.
So
I can't be a very good pastor now.
Because
people tell me their news and then I forget it. I even heard it. I've learned to be good at admin and paperwork. And I've learned how to keep confidences. I've been rebuked for being poverty-minded. Because I lived through a season of financial pressure, I started to have a small view of God's provision. And I was overly anxious about money. And my pastor rebuked me for being poverty-minded. And he taught me how to have a bigger faith and a bigger stewardship of finances. I've been rebuked for being timid and not looking people in the eye when I talk to them. And none of these rebukes came from my parents. They came from people in the family of God. Without exception, every one of these rebukes was from another Christian. Most of them happened when I was in my, probably from 25 to 35 years
old.
Well and truly a grown up. I could easily get angry and say, don't treat me like a child, don't tell me that. I could just reject the rebuke. Once, in fact, I did. I took that rebuke and I hit it out the park, far away, like a ball. And it took me 2 weeks before I received, I accepted internally one of the rebukes. What's my point? I've been rebuked in the area of work. I've been rebuked in the area of ministry. I've been rebuked in the area of personal character.
I mean,
for being who I am. When you're too shy. That's very personal. How can you expect me to be different? Listen carefully. Why would God do that? Why would He discipline the sons He loves? It's not to make you more righteous. It's to make you better for others. To make you better for others. When my pastor said I need to look people in the eye, it was because he loved me. And he wanted me to be able to do good to other people. And he said, you won't be able to do good to people until you overcome this shyness. Because they won't take you seriously. It was a heavy thing. I've been rebuked in terms of issues with my marriage, with my finances. All of these rebukes have led me to greater freedom. And made me able to bless others more. So this is what I'm finishing with this morning. Who can rebuke you? Have you made friendships with people where they are willing to look at your life and do you good? Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Iron sharpens iron. We want the truth in love. Even if it hurts, we must learn not to take offense, but to receive it. Where can you get it? As you build deeper and deeper friendships in the local church. In the family of God. That's why we need to be together in covenantal friendships. To do one another good. Encouragement. Celebrating together, crying together, and occasionally challenging one another lovingly. And then not getting all offended. And so perhaps next week I'll speak on dealing with offense. But today, open your heart to people being able to correct you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Where we see the benefits of being open to correction. That you want to challenge us. You want to grow us. You want to bring us into greater freedom. I pray, God, that we will become increasingly a covenantal family. Where we value the truth. And love one another. And grow up into more and more Christ-likeness together. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.